Hello and welcome back to the AFH podcast. We hope you had a great 4th of July weekend and that unlike some NFL players, you did not have any fireworks-related accidents and that your dogs made it through the holiday okay or not too unnerved by all the loud noises. AFH is an all-breed dog rescue group serving the D.C. metro area, and you can find us online at www.aforeverhome.org. I'm David, joined as always by my daughter, Lauren.
Hello, this is episode 20 in our series. It is hard to believe we have done 20 podcasts. This month, we will recap the Imagine Gala, congratulate our Apple Watch raffle winner, highlight puppy parties and an AFH trusted vendor, go over the pet tip of the month, introduce you to our dog of the month, Ginny, and our Know Your Breed topic, Labrador Retrievers. We will then review our upcoming Adoption a Day events. Let's get to it.
Okay, last Friday night we had the first annual Imagine Gala for a forever home, and by all accounts it was a tremendous success. So we want to say thank you to all of our sponsors, everybody who attended, for supporting the event. This is one of our headlining events of the year, and what we're doing is raising money for an AFH headquarters where we can base our operations and have some room to house and take care of dogs instead of solely relying on fosters to do that. So it's a very aspirational goal we've been working on for some time and we'll continue to do so. But again, thank you very much for your support of this great event. Again, it was a gala with dinner and dancing and all the fun that goes along with that. Great event. I'm sure we'll do it again next year. And again, thanks to everyone for participating.
We would like to say congratulations to Joan Cook, who won the Apple Watch in our Apple Watch raffle. We were able to raise $1,410, and all of those proceeds went to a horse rescue that is associated with AFH and that we know and is trusted by us. We would like to thank everyone who participated in the raffle and bought a ticket.
Now I'm going to take a moment to remind everybody of a couple of things that AFH does or that the AFH makes available that are fun and interesting. The first is puppy parties. If you go to our website, www.aforeverhome.org, you can see pictures of a couple of puppy parties. One, the American University Law School. We brought some of our dogs to them to kind of de-stress during final exams, and that was a lot of fun for them. And we raised a little money doing that with some donations from folks that were there, and it's just a great way to kind of get out and see the community. You can do this as well. We'll scroll a little bit further down, and we've done this for birthday parties where we brought the dogs to a birthday party and the kids had a lot of fun getting to meet them, getting to play with them a little bit. And again, AFH received a nice donation, so helping the dogs and AFH further their goals of finding more forever homes. So just keep that in mind. That's a fun, different way to either, de-stress, for instance, with the law school, or just have a nice, fun birthday party. And you can see how else you might do that. So keep that in mind. Also, a reminder of our trusted vendor program. If you go to, at our website, the top bar, the How to Help tab, there's a trusted vendor section, and there are many friends of AFH businesses that we wholeheartedly endorse and rely upon. And the one we're going to highlight this week or this month is the Northern Virginia Veterinary Associates. In prior podcasts, we've talked to one of the doctors there. They have locations in Centerville, Chantilly, Fairfax Station, and Falls Church. They do a great job with our dogs. Please check them out on our trusted vendor sites. If you need a vet, we wholeheartedly recommend them.
During the hot days of summer, everybody is focused on protecting themselves from the heat with sunblock and hats. But what can we do for our dogs? Asphalt temperatures change dramatically based on the temperature outside. At 77 degrees Fahrenheit, the asphalt's temperature is 125 degrees. And at 86 degrees Fahrenheit, it's 135 degrees. as you can imagine, this isn't healthy for your dog's feet or for humans' feet or anybody. So I'm going to talk about a couple ways you can prevent your dog's feet from getting hurt. A way to check if the asphalt is too hot is holding your hand against the asphalt for 7 seconds. And if you can't keep your hand there for those 7 seconds, then you know it's too hot to walk your dog on. A way to prevent this from happening, your dog's feet from getting damaged, you can get booties for your dog, or there is such thing as paw wax that you can put on the bottom of your dog's feet that protect them from the asphalt but does not damage their paws. You can also walk them during the coolest part of the days, sometime around 10 a.m. or 6 p.m., but not around noon, because that is when the sun is highest.
That is excellent advice, and now it is time for our dog of the month. It is Ginny. She is an 8-year-old Labrador Retriever mix, and she has had quite an eventful year. She gave birth to 6 pups. Earlier this year, the pups have all been adopted. She is a lovely mid-sized dog. She likes other dogs and has a great relationship with her foster mom. So she is, has a very winning smile and is very happy and friendly. And please take a look. She is on page 2 of our available dogs, on page 2 of the available dog section of the website. So please check out Ginny. You will be very glad that you did. And that leads us to our Know Your Breed segment for this month, which is Labrador Retrievers. And this is a really good one to do. Labs are the number one most popular breed of dog, according to the American Kennel Club. They were recognized by the AKC in 1917. They have a lifespan of 11 years, grow to be 60 to 80 pounds, and right around 2 feet tall. Originally from Canada, they are very outgoing, kind, even-tempered, intelligent, friendly, and active. 3 acceptable colors, black, yellow, and chocolate. And originally bred to be retrieving gun dogs, so hunters are helping with hunting. And everybody knows Labs. They are the most popular breed. Really gorgeous dogs, quite active, particularly in the first 3 years, and I think tend to mellow as they get a little older, but beautiful dogs. And that will do it for Know Your Breed for this month. And in closing, don't forget about our regular weekly adoption events. They are held on Sundays from 1 to 4 at the Petco in Greenbrier Town Center, 13053 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway, Route 50, just west of the intersection with the Fairfax County Parkway. We will have one coming up on the 19th and the 26th of August, and then on the 2nd of July, and the 2nd of 9th and 9th of August. It's a chance to see many of our available dogs, find out about the adoption process, and maybe if you're interested in becoming a foster, you can find out about that as well. And always remember, we can use volunteer help at these events. Please let us know if you're available to do that. And always, for all this information and just to kind of check up on the latest and greatest with AFH, go to our website, www.aforeverhome.org, and check us out. From the website, you can get to all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're on all of them. So have a great month. On behalf of Lauren and myself, stay cool, and we'll see you next month.